From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama is heading back to the U.S. after a NATO summit in Lisbon that yielded few policy changes. Mr. Obama says this meeting was not as exciting as other summits because, quote, we basically agree on everything. NATO and Afghanistan did declare their intention to establish an enduring partnership lasting beyond the end of 2014, by which time the Afghan government should be ready to take over responsibility for security. As Allison Roberts reports from Lisbon, NATO leaders went on to hold a summit with Russia to reset relations and discuss future cooperation.
NATO officials expressed confidence the end 2014 deadline for the withdrawal of combat troops can be met. U.S. officials say it's flexible. The joint declaration made here set no date, only noting that Afghanistan wants to start discussing the forces' status within 3 years. President Obama said he understood Afghans' concerns about civilian casualties and their desire to see their sovereignty respected, but that the partnership is a two-way street.
If the expectation is that our troops are going to be there to help secure the countryside and ensure that President Karzai can continue to build and develop his country, then he's got to also pay attention to our concerns as well.
Earlier, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon argued that in such a troubled country, no deadline could be set in stone. For NPR News, I'm Allison Roberts in Lisbon.
Pope Benedict is making a major change in church teachings. In an interview with a German journalist, he says condoms can be justified in certain cases. He says they're not a moral solution. He says in the instance, though, of male prostitutes, condoms could be justified for helping reduce the risk of HIV infection. Mexican authorities have filed formal charges against one of the most notorious drug lords known as La Barbie. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, he may also be extradited to the U.S., where he was born.
Edgar Valdez Villarreal was born in Laredo, Texas, and was considered one of Mexico's most wanted. Nicknamed La Barbie for his considered good looks, he's alleged to be a member of Mexico's top drug cartel and the reputed leader of a hit squad responsible for hundreds of killings. In August, La Barbie was arrested for allegedly smuggling cocaine and leading a brutal and deadly turf war. Valdez Villarreal now faces formal charges of drug trafficking, kidnapping, and arms possession. Mexico's Attorney General's office says the Texas fugitive may soon be extradited back to the U.S. to stand trial. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun is the latest entrant in the Chicago's mayor race. She officially kicked off her campaign today, joining a field that already includes five other candidates, including former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. Braun made history when she was elected to the Senate in 1992. This is NPR News. The former president of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, says he could not say for sure whether he would have handed over Osama bin Laden to the U.S. if the al-Qaeda leader was found in his country. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Musharraf made the comments in an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
In an exclusive interview with the CBC, Musharraf said the question of turning over Osama bin Laden was a difficult one, with great sensitivities. He said his policy had been to never hand over any Pakistanis. Any militants who were captured would be turned over to their country of origin, if that country would take them. If not, they could be handed over to the U.S. But he added that the matter of Osama bin Laden was so sensitive, it would have required a great deal of deliberation. Musharraf also said Pakistani and American intelligence forces were convinced they knew where bin Laden was in 2004, but in the end could not find him. The former general now lives in Britain. He stepped down in 2008, faced with widespread protests and the threat of impeachment. He recently launched a new party, hoping to stage a political comeback in Pakistan. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Public health officials from around the world agree. Flavor additives that make cigarettes more attractive to smokers should be restricted or even banned. The tobacco lobby argued hard against the guidelines, but delegates from 172 countries signed an agreement today that called for a stricter policy. The Associated Press quotes a convention spokesman who says it's a sign countries are putting public health policy ahead of the interests of industry. More than 300,000 people on the East Bank of New Orleans are being advised to boil water for cooking and other uses until at least tomorrow night. It follows a mechanical failure at a water treatment plant. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for